making a difference in our community. This is Krista McCann. Krista, thanks for being a community builder.
Why do you believe it's kind of so important to give back to the community?
From my perspective, you can define community as a group of people living in the same geographic space, but you can also define community as a feeling of fellowship and common goals and a sense of belonging. And with me having grown up in the small town of Crediton, that allows me to experience that latter sense of community where I witnessed people work together to make things happen for our little village. And even as a kid, I was encouraged to be involved. So I got to see firsthand that when people come together, parks get built, baseball associations thrive, community halls get refurbished, churches sustain. So this is why giving back is important to me. It's not really about giving back in my mind. It's a responsibility that we have as members of a community to sustain the community we're part of and to help it thrive.
Excellent. And you mentioned you grew up in Crediton, so what is kind of your favorite part about living and working here in South Huron?
Well, you know what? It's probably one main thing is the landscape and the beauty of our area. There's something about driving from one small town to another with nothing but open fields in between. You know, like they say, home is where the heart is. And for both my husband and I, we both have deep roots here, so this is just where my heart is. And I also love that while we might have all these little towns that are dispersed geographically, we are all really deeply connected in some way. You can feel that connection everywhere you go within our region.
And, you know, obviously when you give back to the community, there's always challenges, whether it's weather or things like that. So what do you think have been some of the biggest challenges that you faced?
You know, I feel like I must be pretty fortunate to be able to say that nothing major stands out in my mind as the biggest challenge that I've ever faced. But with that said, something that does come to mind is my ongoing battle for mental well-being, which pretty much I think everyone can relate to. I often find myself just having to realign to the things that matter. And sometimes I can take on more than I'm able to manage, and that's a challenge I face daily, especially when it comes to giving back and being involved. So I guess I could say that mental wellness and staying aligned comes to mind as a challenge, and it's something I've faced and will continue to face. And that's good.
And I guess lastly, you know, we got the email kind of about this program, the Community Builders Program. We had a meeting, and one of the first names that was thrown out was your name because of all the things that you're involved with in the community. So what are you kind of most, what accomplishment, I guess, are you most proud of?
And it's funny that you say that because I don't see many big accomplishments that to me stand out as being worth recognizing, I guess. I mean, there's been lots of things that I've been part of that I'm so super proud to be part of. One of them is the Hospital Foundation and supporting the Hospital Foundation in Jessica's house. Another is South Huron Minor Hockey. I love being part of our minor hockey program. I grew up playing hockey in Ringette and now having the ability to coach and be part of Minor Hockey Association for me, but I'm going to say that probably the accomplishment that I'm most proud of is still in the making, and it's my three kids. Not that I'm still making three kids, it's that I'm still trying to reach that accomplishment, and it's just that I really want them to grow up to be thoughtful, compassionate, generous members of their community. That's super important to me that I raise kids who are going to be involved and make an impact.
Listen to all of our community builders online at exetertoday.ca.